Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom41.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 41.com. Freedom41.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
All right, Jeremy Radley here. Our special edition of Top of the Charts is on right now, and we're just en route to the Delta. We got the big gala awards tonight. My driver, Paul, is showing me all around St. John's right now. Paul, where are we right now?
We're on Docker Street and Prescott Street.
Now, we're not too far from the infamous George Street. Is that what it's called?
No, it's just up the road and around the corner.
And what happens there? You were telling me about there's going to be a big concert there tonight. And
Between tonight and tomorrow night, in between the Junos, they're going back and forth between George Street and the Mile One Center.
And you're saying that there's so much traffic and so many people in from out of town, it's a new energy to the city, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, new energy and new money.
Oh, that's always the good thing, too, right? And one thing I was talking to you about earlier is that there's all these houses and buildings are almost on a slope. They're built like they're still level, but it looks really cool. It's almost like San Francisco.
Yes, it's a bit like San Francisco, and some people say, like, Quebec also. There's a lot of hills in Quebec. Mm-hmm. And well, that's what it is. It's all hills here. That's why they call it the Rock.
Yes, and so, I mean, we're on the radio right now. People can't see, but we're passing. You were telling me earlier the church that we were just passing. What's the story behind that?
It's, the Anglican Cathedral on Gower Street. It's one of the oldest Anglican churches in North America. And history says that in the grounds of the Anglican Cathedral there's a burial ground, and there's apparently thousands and thousands of people buried underneath the church grounds.
And see, that's the thing, is that it's not a cemetery. There's just it's grass. It's almost like a yard.
It's not a cemetery, no. It's just there's grass grown over on the grounds, but it dates back to the late 1700s, early 1800s.
And something we're seeing as we're going through traffic is all of these nice murals painted on the walls. Very artsy. It's a very pretty city to look at as you're driving, isn't it?
They have local artists hired out to paint murals all over the city. It's more or less cleaning up the dirty old walls and stuff like that. It really looks good.
It does. All right. Well, you know, we've got to get back to the music. Thank you so much for chatting with us.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.